Hello, everyone. This is your weekly podcast preview from Sky Sports Radio, looking towards Sydney racing on Saturday. Paul Joyce is having a week off, so Brad Gray is joining us from Racing New South Wales. How'd you get through the new year, Brad?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Well, the bank account does take a bit of a hiding, doesn't it? So I guess if we get a quaddie to lob up, it'd certainly be an opportune one because you've got that Christmas period buying presents for everyone, and they do come back to you in the end of the day there. But yeah, it's a nice little period to get some money back in the account. Doesn't look like a bad little card there at the Kenzo. As we know, it's been transferred from Warwick Farm, a nice warm day forecast. We should be playing on a good track. We can go nice and wide in a couple of legs, but then we can really nail it down in a couple too. So fingers crossed.
All right, that sounds encouraging. Well, let's look at it on the Kenzo. Rail back into the true two, of course, Brad, after racing there on New Year's Day when it was out 5-3. So back into the true. Race 6, the Avery at Royal Randwick. The early scratching here is Handfast number 3. How do you see the first leg?
Yeah, I think speed-wise, Samadout looks your leader, and he tends to run along a little bit. Let's Party Marty will keep him honest, and Just Like Stratum will be there about. This is a tricky leg to start the quaddie, so we're going to take 4, 7, 9, 2, and 5. Let's Party Marty is the one that goes in on top. I think this mare is really close to another win. She's really hit her straps in her last two. She was called away to Canterbury and then went down fighting at Warwick Farm last start. You go back through her form, and she's certainly at her most effective when she's right up there on the bunny. So both of her two wins have been when she's leading. I doubt she can cross Semidoubt, but she certainly should be able to settle second, and that'll give her a chance. James McDonald rides. I think she's the horse to beat. Sky Ray, 9. He comes out of the same race as Let's Party Marty last start behind Gongs. He loomed to win down the outside, but just peaked on his run. He won't have to sustain that wide run for as long here. All going to plan. I think Brenton Abdullah will have him a little bit closer from barrier 2. Number 2, Samadoubt. He's your leader, as we touched on. We'll give a sight. I thought his run was better than a Reed last time out. That was a deep race. Won by Easy Eddie. You had Belsonic Redouble, who's of course since won himself, and Bonhomie were the only horses that beat him home. So certainly gives him his chance. And Poetic Drama, the 5, goes into the mix too. He does bring winning form, and although there's a little slight query for me around the depth of his form line, he is a horse chasing a hat trick. So he brings winning form, and I want to keep him safe. I don't think I could back him at the $4, the early quote there with Tab Fixed Odds, but I'll certainly have him in the quaddie as a little bit of insurance. So the numbers are 7, 9, 2 and 5 in that first leg, Andrew.
Righto, 7, 9, 2 and 5. And just on Poetic Charmer, I think it was down there to run last Saturday and they scratched it. So interesting to see what Peter and Paul Stoughton's thoughts are there. Race 7, the second leg of the quaddie, the Kensington Handicap. There's no scratchings as we record this podcast. This race just shortened a little bit to the 1550. How's the pace, Brad?
Yeah, Gresham looks to get complete control here, Andrew. Surplus will probably be handy again. He led last week and ran along at a good clip. He was pretty brave at the finish. He's actually backing up for the third week in a row, so he'll certainly be nice and fit. And Invincible is the other one that can probably be ridden a little bit closer than he was first up. But as I say, Gresham looks to get control, and no surprise, been heavily backed with Tab already, $3.60 in. It does look his race to lose, the 9. Gresham, 49 kilos after the claim of Robbie Dolan, third out. Out to 1550. I don't think you'll have to spend any petrol to get to the front, but you do have to, might be a little bit cheeky, but it is Gresham. So certainly no disrespect to the horse, but I reckon a few of your listeners out there have given him a life ban. So he might have to get back off the bench. He's a horse that you look through back the history of odds, and he has been beaten 8 times at $3.20 or shorter and just won 3 from 9. So you certainly have to take that into consideration when you're diving in at the odds for Gresham. All that said, I am in his corner. I think he's the horse to beat, getting control. The insurance is the 1, Spectroscope. Now, this is a horse that's slowly been working his way back to form. I reckon he can sit a lot closer from a good draw. And if there is a danger, the way that this race maps, it'll be something within striking distance that possesses a good late dash, and he certainly fits that bill. But there is 11 kilos difference between him and Gresham. He's got to carry the 60 kilos. But I think he's a horse that's very close to a win himself. So he'll go in to the mix there, but we'll just take 2 in that leg, 9 and 1.
9 and 1 only in that leg, race number 7. Race 8, the Summer Racing Sprint. The early scratching is 10, Anna's Joy. Obviously over the 1,000. Is the pace always going to be strong in these races?
Yeah, as you'd expect, 1,000-metre scamper, they tend to run along. And the two fancy should take it up before fighting it out. The finish, Say Stella will lead, I'd suggest, and Heart Conquered will be on her shoulder. I guess the only danger is if they carve each other up out in front, but I don't see that being the case because, as we've seen from in the past, they're two horses that can sustain their speed. So I expect them to fight it out. Want to get the wet, may make a play from wide, but I doubt it can cross those two. keep it nice and safe in this leg 4 and 11. I was tempted to just go Blanc with Heart Conquered, but we'll keep Say Stella in there, the 11, as insurance. Heart Conquered is on top, though. He's very fast. We've seen him do it at both ends. If there is a knock on him on Saturday, it's just he needs to prove himself that he's not just a wet tracker, but I suspect he will. His two latest wins are really impressive, both on heavy tracks at Warwick Farm. Put a space on his rival's last start. And that last win, I thought, was really impressive. His last 200 metres of the race was actually the quickest. So when you've got a horse that can sustain it for that early middle stage and then still run away at the end, certainly hard to beat over the 1,000 metres. When it comes to Say Stella, it's generally pretty easy to poke holes in highway form when you find horses jumping to benchmark races, but Say Stella does look one of the exceptions. Exceptionally quick mares, won 4 from 6, and I like the 3 weeks between runs, but she seems to race particularly well fresh. So we'll keep it skinny, but safe. So it's 4 and 11 in that leg.
And it's interesting with the pair, they've both got that sort of, particularly their last runs, that strong last 100 through the line.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a very, very interesting little race, this one. They're going to be serving up to each other. But as we touched on, I think they're both good enough to be able to sustain at the finish. So head and head down the straight, may the best horse win.
Yep. Okay, so 4 and 11 only in race 8. The last, a large lineup here. The early scratching is Dawn Raid, number 6, which gives the emergency a start. So at this stage, a full field over the 1550.
Yeah, speed in this race looks okay, but it's another tricky race. So hopefully those two legs in the middle there have allowed us to go a little bit wider here. We'll have 5 in this one. Coonawarra, drawn 6, will be somewhere thereabouts. Inchuary, I think, will come across from 9. And then you've got two other likely suspects drawn out wider too. Tarson probably comes forward from 13. Mercurial Lad also drawn outside, but probably makes a play for the lead too. Even the favourite Superstar Bob, he got back last time, but he's a horse that can be ridden close, and I reckon Huey will be very keen to make the most of a good draw. As far as the numbers here, we're going to take 13, 11, 4, 1, and 15. 5 in the last leg, but might be 4, because Animalia is actually nominated for Marie on Monday for Maddie Dale, so we'll have to watch that one, the 15 right down the bottom. On top for me is Toroso, $11 at the moment. I think that's a good price. A 4-year-old with Peter and Paul Stone has been very good in his 2 runs back. And the form around him stacking up. He lost narrowly to Fuchu at Newcastle first up before running 3rd behind Thy Kingdom Come, which was on the Kenzo track. That was a race that was completely dominated from the front. Thy Kingdom Come spaced him at the end. It was probably a little bit deceptive there how far it was beaten. I don't think his run was that bad. Second there was Love Shack Baby, who's won himself. Drawn 1, 54.5 kilos. I think 15.50 is perfect now, and he's certainly a horse that's pretty lightly raced. So there's a bit of scope there to keep improving. He'll get his chance. The 11 Superstar Bob put the riding on the wall last start. A little bit stiff, very winnable race here. Hugh Bowman rides, as we touched on, and there's a lot more positives this time in. I think he'll be nice and close from the barrier. Nikki's Gold, the 4. This mare's flying for Gary Portelli. She is a backmarker, though, so needs things to run to suit. No doubt she can win again, though. The 1, Coonawarra. Now, this is an interesting horse because I think he's the one that could inject a bit of value for us in the quaddy here. There's a big duck egg in the form guide there first up, but he did exactly the same thing last preparation, a duck egg, and then came out and won second up. So I think he's a touch over the odds here and worth including. He'll be rolling on out in front. And 15, Animalia, ex-Godolphin horse, has always had a bit of ability, found a home with Matty Dale, and I like that first up win for the new stable over 1,300 metres at Canberra. As I said, though, also nominated for Maria. So, but if he is here, certainly throw him in at the double figure odds. So 13, 11, 4, 1, and 15 to bring us home, Andrew.
It would be a lead within itself if Matt Dale brings it to town on Saturday.
That's right, yeah, certainly would. And I think he's pretty confident about how well the horse is going. As I said, he's always been a horse that's had a bit of ability, shown flickers in the past, but maybe that little spark up, as we so often see, will do the trick and bring out the best of him.
All right, so 13, 11, 4, 1, and 15 at this stage in the last leg. So that gives us a bit of a kickstart. The weather's going to be okay. There may be a late shower on Saturday, but outside that on the Kensington, back into the rail true, which is also a good indication that we'll get some good level racing coming up on the weekend.
Yeah, the Kenzo track's playing beautifully at the moment, so we can take plenty of confidence that horses will get their chance depending on the pace. And as for that rain, as we so often see in Sydney, if it's a really warm day, as they're forecasting there on Saturday, it normally rolls through a bit of a storm later in the day. So fingers crossed we'll miss it, and it'll be a nice sunny day there out of the Kenzo, and we can find a few winners.
Yep, first race at 12:40. Thanks for your time, Brad, and our weekly podcast. You're going to join us live on Saturday morning. Any scratchings or anything like that, you'll join us live, as I say, 10 o'clock on Saturday to go through each of the races. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to it.
Brad Gray joining us from Racing New South Wales and our podcast preview for the Kensington meeting on Saturday.